cast. You are listening to if you can hear my voice, I apologize. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm getting no reaction from the board here, and I have no idea if, in fact, my voice is going out into the ether. So I apologize. I will get back to you as soon as I can. Just hang on one moment, please. Hello, test 1, 2, 3. appears to be always something that happens in live radio that you can't explain. I'm sitting here, and I understand that I am being heard out there. I had no action on the needles here. I can't hear anything in the studio. I can't hear anything in my headphones. And I am assuming that I can be heard out there. If indeed that is correct, then you are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Keith Black, and I'm about to try to get started on my program, which is Voyage. And let's see if you can hear my theme. Let's try that. This is exciting, isn't it? We can try and figure out what's going on together, can't we? The needles moved when I was playing the theme, but they're not moving now. I just hope that you can hear my voice. I am Keith Black, and yes, indeed, this is Voyage, 3 hours of jazz between now and 1 o'clock, and I hope you can stay tuned. I'm going to skip everything else and just start to play some music and see if that works and try and figure out what's going on while that's happening. My first track up today is the Canadian band Peripheral Vision. A really great band that I have actually, they've been to Winnipeg a few times, and they are a very, very good quartet. And they are Trevor Hogg on tenor, Don Scott on guitar, Michael Herring on bass, and Nick Fraser on drums. Their new album, which is just terrific, is called We've Got Nothing. Well, there's an appropriate title to start, and indeed I'm hoping you can hear my voice because I'm still not getting any action on the needles, nor on the board, nor in my headphones. Let's hoping you can hear Peripheral Vision from their track, from their album We've Got Nothing. This is the, well, almost the title track. It's called I've Got Nothing, and indeed, until I can figure it out, that's exactly what's going on here. But in the meantime, hopefully I'll let you hear some music.
Thank you.
The group Peripheral Vision from their brand new album called We've Got Nothing. And I want to thank all the listeners who phoned in and informed me as to what is actually being heard out there and what isn't. And I gather my voice is being heard out there, although this is a very strange situation to be in. I've done this 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 show for an awfully long time, and I don't think I've ever had a situation where I've got headphones on, the microphone button is on, the needles are not moving, I can't hear anything in my headphones. I have no idea if anybody's hearing this, but I've been informed by listeners who say, yes, you can. They say, you sound a little echoey and as if you're the bottom of a well or down a tunnel or something. But I'm assuming that someone can hear my voice out there. This is really cool. I have been in touch with the station manager who's going to be here in a while, and he will be able to solve this problem, I'm sure. In the meantime, I will just continue to talk into nothing and assume that maybe someone's actually hearing it, and I'm just going to move along and play music because that's why you tuned in anyhow, right? So the fact you can't hear me is secondary to the reality of the music that I'm playing. I'm going to play three tracks now from an album that is one I really like this year, one of my faves from Dutch saxophonist Tineke Postma, who left the business for a while to raise a family and all, but the good thing is, yay, she's back. And back with all the sort of skill and confidence and beautiful music that she was providing before her break. So we have Tineke Postma on alto and soprano, Ben Bondor on guitar, Robert Landerman on bass, and Tristan Renfrow on drums from the album called Aria. And I'm going to play three tracks. I hope you'll hear them. The first one is called Idol for Elymas, and then Hymn for Hestia, and then Mysterious Duty. Indeed, there's something to ponder today. Anyhow, here, hopefully, is Tineke Postma. My name is Keith Black, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage, and hopefully, you're going to hear some great music. I'll be back in my talking into space mode in a while. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dutch saxophonist Tunica Postma there with three tracks from her great album called Aria. She's had two recent releases since she came out of her hiatus, and this one is just one of my faves this year. Very, very good. And it's now 10:43 Central Time. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. We have been broadcasting at somewhat reduced whatever word there is to describe it, and so don't adjust your radios too badly. I gather I'm being heard, although there's no evidence for that here in the studio. However, I didn't go through my playlist when I stumbled into the first album, which was called We've Got Nothing, which is very appropriate. And after Tinica Postme, I'm now going to another one of my favorite albums of the year, which is Vancouver clarinetist François Houle and his Genera Sextet, actually, and that's coming up almost right away. Following that, a couple of interesting things. There's a brand new album just out this week by trumpeter Ron Horton. The title of the album is A Prayer for Andrew, and that refers to, the reference is to the iconic pianist Andrew Hill, and the affection that Ron Horton and others have had for Andrew Hill during his lifetime. And then, following that, my historical segment is going to be, you guessed it, Andrew Hill from one of his classic albums. So you're going to hear a reference tribute to him, and then the actual person involved down the road. After that, another track from an album that I loved this year, Odada Leo Smith with his funky album called Fire Illuminations. That's coming up after that. Then Satoko Fuji's Trio San album, and then Australian pianist Andrea Keller, who is I've been corresponding with her on several issues. And this is an album from a few years ago that I think is worth talking about. So that's coming up later on. But for now, let's get back to François Houle, great clarinetist and wonderful leader, composer. He's very active across a wide musical range, not just in jazz. And his Genera Sextet has Marco von Aureli on cornet and trumpet, Samuel Blazer on trombone, Benoit Delbecq on piano, Michael Bates on bass, and Harris Eisenstadt on drums. The album is called In Memoriam, and it pays tribute to a man named Ken Pickering, who was a friend to everybody in that sextet. They are playing out of love and affection for a man who was a mainstay of the Vancouver jazz scene, founded the Vancouver Jazz Festival, and was just a big voice in the whole jazz scene in Vancouver. died a couple of years ago, and this is in memoriam to him, and it is clearly a wonderful tribute. This is a great sextet, and I've always been. I was talking when things were unraveling earlier in this show. I was talking to a listener, a friend, Colin, who phoned in to let me know what was going on. And Colin and Francois Uhl are also friends. So Colin, this is I'm certainly a sample that you will appreciate as well. From Vancouver, therefore, and from a tribute album to a man called Ken Pickering, here's Francois Uhl's Genera Sextet. I'm going to play three tracks, actually. The first one is called Song, and then Deep River, and then Chorale. Here's Francois Uhl.